You say, have your Bible turned with us tonight to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, the Bible says, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. As you look at this tonight for just a moment in time, and I'll try to not be too long, probably can't be, but we appreciate the Lord and His precious Word, but most of all, I appreciate the Lord's walk when He was here on earth. I appreciate the man, Lord, the man Jesus Christ that came and manifested in the flesh, took on flesh just like me and you, Brother Reg, walked among us, praise God, is God in the flesh, manifest Himself to us and showed us how much He loved us, how much He cared for us. But as I was thinking the other day, as I was sitting over there in my leg machine, I thought about God Almighty in Jesus Christ, how He came to the multitudes, and the multitudes came to Him. Did you ever think why all the folks would flock to this man Jesus? Oh, the Bible speaks that he taught like no other man. He said, hey, this man Jesus, He speaks like none we've ever heard. This man Jesus, He speaks with authority and not as the scribes. But I will say, praise God, ain't you glad that the multitudes came? They came to see who Jesus was. I still thank God that God's people, that the multitudes is coming together to see what Jesus has to say. What is they looking for? The same thing me and you was looking for tonight. They was looking to hear a word from home. I want to preach tonight. If God will be our help for just a moment in time, He came to hear about home. To hear about home. That's why they came. That's why we're here tonight. Praise God, because we want to hear about home. As Jesus came together, He came to an earthly people. Amen. Jesus came from on high. Came from the right end. The Father came down and manifested in the flesh and dwelt among men. Laid aside His glory so that we could behold Him and look upon Him. Came to a place called earth. A little speck of dust in the universe. Amen. Came down to where we are. Not where we were, but where we are. A little place called earth. Can you imagine? God loved us enough that in the whole vastness of the universe, He chose a little place called earth and He put people on it. Made in the likeness and the image of God. Amen. He inhabited this little planet. And He inhabited this little planet. Why did He do that, preacher? He did it for His glory, that we might praise Him and give Him glory and honor tonight. Amen. Amen. But we see Jesus as He comes down. He comes to earth. Now, earth, you've got to notice some things about earth. Earth was an unstable place. Earth is an unstable place. The only stability we have is the stability that we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was it an unstable place, but it was an insecure place. Have you ever noticed a place that's more insecure? It just seems like there's no security in the world in which we live. And on every hand, it's just the security is just out the window. Amen. There's nothing we can trust. There's nothing we can put our faith in. There's nothing that we can hold on to with assurance tonight. But not only is it unstable, insecure, but it's temporal. This whole world is fading away. Amen. Now the earth itself, it's going to remain forever because God said it would. Amen. Hey, one of these days in a little while, He's going to renew it. He's going to make her anew, praise God. But hey, amen, we see these things about the present earth that we live, the instability, insecurity, and the temporalness of this earth that we live. That's just facts. That's just the way it is. But there's a contrast to earth tonight, and the contrast that we have is heaven above. Amen. Ain't you glad, glory be to God, that this ain't our only hope? If our hope, Paul said, was in this world only, we'd be of all men most miserable. But I want to say on the authority of Word of God tonight that we've got a hope that's out of this world. And that hope is a place tonight that's called heaven. Why did the multitudes gather around to hear what Jesus had to say? They come to hear about home, praise God. They care about that goodness and that place, praise God, where folks could gather together together in all the assurance. Amen. I want to say tonight about heaven. Praise God, number one, it's not unstable, but it's stable, praise God. The heavenlies of God, the place called heaven tonight, it's as stable can be. Amen. It's not wishy-washy. It's just as solid as it ever been. Praise God, there's nobody going to mine out under the heavens of God. The heavens of God that God prepared, praise God, is stable tonight. Amen. Not only is it stable, but it's secure. Amen. The heaven that we're looking for tonight, the heaven they come to hear about, is secure. Heaven is a place, praise God, that we can put our hope and our trust in, praise God. And praise God, all the days of our life, looking forward after this old life is finished, praise God, as a child of God, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've been born again, praise God, we've got heaven on our mind. We're looking for that glorious place in a little while where we'll be gathered together over home. Amen. It's a place that's secure. Not only is it a place that's stable and secure, but it's not a place that's temporal, but it's a place that's eternal. Amen. Heaven's not a place that'll be fleeting, praise God, at a glance and it's gone. Heaven's going to be a place that's going to be forever and forevermore. Amen. Why? Because God's already settled it. Heaven is a place that's eternal. A place where we can put our faith, our hope, where we can store up our treasures, praise God. And they'll be secure in that place called heaven. Amen. Ain't you glad for heaven tonight? Can you see why they would gather together in multitudes of thousands to hear what Jesus had to say? He'd say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And they'd gather thousands and flocks, and they'd gather. Hey, I can see as they gather in this point in time they're talking about as Jesus was there. And he got out there and he got down there below Capernaum. And there's a big old slope that goes all the way up to the synagogue there at that Capernaum was. And I can see in my mind's eyes, I've been there before. I can see the multitudes, thousands upon thousands, just lining up that hill. And Jesus coming down. And he got in the boat and he said, hey, just cast out just a little bit. And I can see old Peter, he cast out a little bit. And Jesus stood in the boat to begin to teach with that amphitheater effect with the water behind him and the children all thousands upon thousands lined upon the mountain. And he said, hey, listen, youngins, hey, why I got your attention, let me just tell you about home. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me tell you how precious that glorious place, a glory that's going to be in just a little while. He said, if you just keep pressing on, praise God for the glory of God, in a little while, youngins, you're going to be home. Praise God. Amen. What a blessed place it was. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. The Bible said, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. I can see Jesus. He said, hey, youngins, I know. He said, we don't have much security here. He's not a whole lot of hope and promise in this old world in which you live. But he said, youngins, he said, don't get burdened down and don't get hooked up in the world. Praise God, just keep your eyes upon the Father. Keep your eyes upon the one that's able to deliver you safe over home in a little while. The one that's able to keep you, praise God. You can't keep yourself, but if you'll just turn to him and put your confidence in him, he'll deliver you safe in just a little while. Amen. See, it won't be that long. The Bible said the earth is a place of pilgrims. The earth is where pilgrims stay. It's where we take up our abode. Amen. Or we're just pilgrims. You know what pilgrim is? Somebody is passing through. Amen. I told Samantha, I said, if you have a little boy, I said, you need to name him Gershom. He's a little boy. I said, just need to name him Gershom. She said, well, Daddy, that's crazy. I've never heard that name. See, that was Moses' firstborn son. It means, you know what that means? It just means passing through. A stranger in the land. I said, just name that little old boy if you have him. Just name him Gershom. And when they asked him, said, what does it mean? Like Brother Charles said, hey, just lead him to Jesus. And just tell him, say, when they ask you what your name means, tell them it's Hebrew. And it means I'm just a child of God. I'm passing through. Praise God. Amen. She didn't like that name much. Well, I tell you, I like it. If I had me another boy, I'd name him Gershom. Amen. Glory be to God. Just a passing through. We don't have no permanent place here. We're pilgrims on a journey, young'uns. Amen. If we could realize in our minds tonight, praise God, hey, we're not immortal. We're mortal beings. Amen. We're just passing through. We're on a journey through this life in this place called her. Amen. Just going through. Just a passing through. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, some of you younger folks looking at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. But as you begin to get older, and you get like Brother Robert, and you pass over 50 years old. Amen. You start looking down the other side of the slope, and you start realizing this thing ain't for keeps here. Amen. You start looking for a better solution. And I want to say praise God, the multitudes gathered to Jesus because He had a better solution. He said, you pilgrims passing through. Amen. He said, this is just a place to abode for a little while. Amen. He said, it's a pilgrim, a place to stay, a place to journey, a place to pitch a pilgrim's tent. Amen. I want to say tonight, praise God, we're just pitching a pilgrim's tent. You realize that? You say, well, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. Man, I've got a mansion on a hill. It's just a pilgrim's tent. Amen. It don't matter if you've got a $1 million home, praise God. It's just a pilgrim's tent. Amen. Praise God. 100 years from now, if you let it go, they won't even know it existed. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm going to keep it up. Sure we will. That's what we have to do. Because we're of this earth. And it's earthy. Amen. Let me give you a news. Did you watch? Did anybody watch the news this morning early? Or last night? They said, oh, out there in California, they got some mansions. Arnold Schwarzenegger and some of these multi-million dollar mansions. Amen. And fires right up at the back door. Insurance companies are paying fire departments for miles around to bring them and wet everything down to save those $1 million mansions. Why? Because you say, well, preacher, hey, listen, look, they're temporal. Amen. They're just pilgrim tents, praise God. They're not going to last forever. But I want to say something tonight. There's a place called heaven. The Bible said it's a city prepared to God. It's not only a city, but it's permanent. Amen. There's nothing going to tear up and destroy in heaven. Amen. It's going to be a permanent place. How do you know? Because it's a God-planned place. God's got the plans to it. God laid the foundation. And praise God, what God lays, praise God, it'll never be consumed. It'll stand the test of time. Not only was it God planned, but it's God built. Amen. Hey, listen, we got a place prepared. God's built for us. And it's a place called heaven. Amen. The foundations is just as stable as the throne of God itself. Amen. You say, how strong is that? It's a place, it's a foundation that cannot be shaken. I don't care how much the devil may try to. He'll not shake the throne of God. Amen. Amen. And he'll not shake the foundation of heaven, not one whit. Because God Almighty is on the throne and God has built a place. Amen. Praise be to God. He built a place called heaven and it's a place, praise God, where we can gather together in a little while for the glory of God. Amen. A lot of us tonight's got loved ones that's gone on. We got mamas, we got daddies, got precious grandmas and grandpas, praise God, that took us to church and brought us up in a nurture and admonition of a holy God. You know where they at tonight, young'uns? They waiting in heaven. Amen. Amen. But Bill, those loved ones over there in glory waiting for us tonight. In that wonderful, marvelous place called heaven. It's that place prepared of God. Look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 and 9. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham. I love, Brother Abraham, Father Abraham, one of my favorite people. He stepped out, praise God, with a promise, with nothing, praise God, nothing ahead, nothing to look forward to, but the promise of God. But that's all that he needed. Amen. Praise God, if we could step out on faith tonight, like old Father Abraham, and just go for the glory of God, I want to say, young'uns, tonight, it's all you need. You say, well, preacher, I've got to do this. I've got to get an education. I've got to get a good job. I want to say, praise God, if you step out with God Almighty first, if you put Him first and foremost in your life, praise God, He will supply your need. Amen. Bible said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, now listen, not knowing whether he went. Stepped out on faith, trusting God, not knowing where he'd end up. Amen. Listen, I will say sometimes when we step out on faith, it's a hard thing. But when we step out on faith, putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we may not know what the end result will be. But if we're putting our faith in God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ, it may be our family, it may be our children, these little ones that's running around here. Pray God, we put our faith in the Lord and say, Lord, I'm just going to do it for you to the best of my ability. Amen. I tell you what, God will provide a way. Amen. He said, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Sojourning in tents. Amen. Camped out in tents in this old land called Earth. He said, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Amen. Abraham stepped out on faith. What was he looking for? He wasn't settling for second best. Hey, listen, young'un, don't you settle for second best tonight when you can have the very best. We just put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, step out on Him, say, hey, listen, I'm looking for that place. I'm looking for that place called heaven, and I'm not settling for second best here. Amen. I may not have a fine home. I may not have the luxuries of this life, but glory be to God, I'm going to put my faith in the Lord. And one of these days, praise God, I'm going to stroll on those streets of gold. One of these days, praise God, I'm going to be in a place. But a place that's real this evening. It's just as real, praise God, as you're sitting here this afternoon. Praise God, heaven is real. Amen. 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 It's real. Heaven's real. It's appointed boundaries. Amen. There's boundaries in heaven. The Bible gives us the boundaries. Revelation chapter 21, he says there's some boundaries to heaven. Amen. It's real. It's got actual boundaries. The Bible said it's real. It's got actual walls. Amen. And said it's real. It's got actual gates. Amen. God, glory to God. Ain't you glad God made a city and he didn't make it where we couldn't get in? Glory be to God. He made provision so that those that's coming north, south, east, or west, it don't matter which way you come. But praise God, he said if you come the Jesus way, you can get in. Praise God. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Bless his holy name. Place called heaven. Amen. Revelation chapter 22. Bible tells us about this magnificent place they've prepared. He said, but Revelation chapter 22 and verse 14, the Bible said, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Now listen to this, and may enter in through the gates into the city. See, if it wasn't a real place, how could you enter in through gates if the gates in the city wasn't real? But I want to say, praise God, heaven's just as real this evening. Praise God, as you're sitting here, heaven is real. It's a place, praise God, that God's prepared for His people, and praise God to prepare for us. Amen. Those gates are to let us into the city. Amen. In to the city. See, heaven is inside the gates. I want to say, praise God, that hell is outside the city. How do you know? Because the Bible said inside the city, said you enter in through the gate under that tree of life. But he said, verse 15, he said, for without. He said, that's outside the gates. That's those that don't get into the city. He said, without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. He said, listen, that junk's outside the city. He said, praise God, if you're going to get into heaven, glory be to God, you got to come through the gates. And he said, the way's narrow. But God said he'd help us to get there. I won't say, praise God, it's a real place. Then it's a place where real people go. See, there's bodies present in heaven. Do you know that? Amen. There's some bodies over in heaven, praise God, it's a waiting. You say, well, preacher, I thought there was just all these little spirits floating around. No. Hey, what about old Enoch? Revelation chapter 5, verse 24, Bible said that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. Amen. Enoch was walking with God in the cool of the day. God came along and he said, Enoch, he said, you know, it's been so good. And said, we're pretty close to the house. He said, why don't you just go on home with me? Amen. Enoch, praise God, is in heaven today in the presence of a holy God. Amen. Just as real as me and you are here today. Never saw it. Went to heaven, praise God. Top of the rapture of the church. But he wasn't the only one. There's another that's in heaven today. There's a body in heaven. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible said that Elijah and Elisha was walking along. And Elisha said, hey, listen, the prophets are screaming it out today that you're going to the house. And he said, yes, I hear all that. But he said, hey, he said, I want you to make me a prophet. I want you to bless me. He said, I want twice what you've got. Amen. Because Elijah had done 16 miracles. Amen. 16 miracles. And he said, I want you to bless me double. He said, I want to do, praise God, you've not seen you do 16 miracles. He said, I want you to bless me. Let me do 32, praise God. No, Elijah said, I tell you what. He said, why don't you just stay here with these prophets and let me go yonder. So check out some things, some schools and some things. He said, no, man of God. He said, I'm going to stay with you. Amen. He said, hey, I realize you've got the stuff. You've got the goods. I'm going to stay with you. I tell you what, young'uns, as Brother Rex and Brother Eddie's already told you, you need to get some man of God, some woman of God. You need to get a hold of them. Praise God, somebody that's going for Jesus. Grab a hold of them tight and say, praise God, I'm going with you. Amen. I want to say, praise God, Mama and Daddy, we need to see somebody our youngins can get a hold of and say, Mama, Daddy, I'm going with you. Amen. Old Elijah, the Bible said Elijah was walking along him and old Elisha. And say, praise God, they was fiery horses in a fiery chariot. Said he split them asunder and said, praise God, old Elijah went up in a whirlwind. Man, old Elijah's in heaven. Amen. Just as alive today as me and you. Amen. I tell you, these bodies in heaven. These real people in heaven. You remember the story of the transfiguration. Jesus went up with Peter and John, and disciples, he went up on the mount to pray. And the Bible said there was a transfiguration took place. And said there was old Peter and John looked around and said there was Jesus. He was talking to Elijah and Moses. Amen? Talking to Elijah and Moses. Now, Bible says that Moses died and God buried him. But on the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples looked around there and there was Jesus, praise God. And who's he talking to? He's talking to an old Elijah and that other man. That's Moses, the giver of the law. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying heaven's real tonight and there's real people in heaven. Amen. They're waiting on me and you, glory be to God. They see, there's a celebration fixing to take place. And they can't celebrate till we all get home. Amen. Amen. I love that song Miss Jean sings. Praise God. Listen, there's a celebration. There's a table being set. Praise God, tonight they can't nobody sit down and partake till we all get home. Jesus was telling the multitude, just like I'm telling you tonight, praise God, there's a heaven that's real. And all we got to do for that place that's prepared is prepare for the place. Glory be to God. What a blessing tonight. Heaven is a place prepared. John chapter 14, verse 2, the Bible says, I go, said Jesus, to prepare a place for you. Amen. He said, I go. What is that speaking of? That's speaking of a locality. That's speaking of something that's settled. What would Jesus be talking about if he was just talking about some spiritual something? He wasn't talking about something. Praise God, he was talking about a real place. Amen? I realize, praise God, what Jesus done for us. He shed his blood for us on the cross of Calvary, paid for our sins. But he said, hey, listen, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, I know you're in a mess right now. I know that your heart's breaking because I've told you I've got to go away. But he said, I'm going away for a purpose. Hey, praise God. He said, I'm going away to a locality and I'm going away with a purpose. And I'm going away, praise God. He said, glory to God, I wish I could run. He said, I'm going away because I've got a plan mapped out. I've drew her out. I know what it looks like. I know what I want for you. And he said, I'm going away to prepare that place. Glory to God. Bless His holy name. Boy, I wish I could take a lap. Glory to God. Can you imagine what was on his mind when he said, I go to prepare a place. Amen. Bless His holy name. Going to prepare a place for them. Every one of them. Amen. You know what that was? That was a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a revelation, Brother Jesse, of His purpose. It was a revelation, Brother Eddie, of His plan. Praise the Lord, do you realize Jesus had a purpose and a plan? Amen. Sometimes I believe we think that Jesus was some flippant person who just flipped through here, died, rose, and just went on without purpose. But Jesus was a man of purpose. He come here on purpose. He died for you on purpose. He shed His blood on purpose. And He got up on purpose. Amen. Had a plan of purpose. And you was a part of that plan. Amen. You and your little ones and all the people, praise God, to prepare a place. Now that means to make necessary preparations. Jesus went ahead to make necessary preparations. You know, those of you, Chrissy, I know Chrissy and Eric can really get a hold of this. When you buy a new home, there's a lot involved in buying a new home. Amen. Whole lot more than what you think. And there's a lot of preparations you have to make before you can move in. And even after you move in, there's a lot of preparations you have to take care of. Because you move in and you got to start putting everything up. Amen. A lot of preparations to be made. But Jesus said, I go to make the preparations. Amen. He said, hey, listen, this home in heaven that I've got for you, He said, when you get there, praise God, all the preparations is made. So all you got to do is just come in. It's ready to enjoy. Can you imagine? What a promise. Why? Because that's part of the purpose. See, He had a plan. He had a purpose and He had a promise. Amen. He just made us part of that purpose tonight. Made you part of the purpose. Praise God to just enter in. Now we look in the Old Testament. I was thinking about this yesterday. God gives us just a little peek of that preparation made. You remember when the children of Israel, God had let them wander around in the wilderness. Now He prepared a place for them, the place for the Israelites to go into. Amen. But because they looked and they seen the giants, and they thought, well, God can't handle a giant. Although He had already taken out a bunch. He said, hey, listen, God can't handle them giants, so we ain't able to go in there. Because in the eyes of their eyes, we're just as grasshoppers. And He said, if that's the way you see it, you just go ahead and wander around here. And he let them wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Amen? And He had a place prepared for them to go into the whole time. He had a place of rest. A place called Canaan. Canaan land. And God opened this door. Now this is, Canaan land is a feeble type of heaven at best. Canaan land is the best type of what you could have on this earth. A best type of what men can do within themselves. But Canaan was a place that they went into and they didn't have to build. They was already homes. They didn't have to establish cities. They was already cities. Amen. They didn't have to plant crop. They was already crops. All they had to do was just enter in and possess and enjoy Canaan land. Oh, there were some obstacles to face. But those obstacles there because they forgot to remember God. If they would remember to remember God and not forgot to remember God, hey, praise God, they wouldn't have so many obstacles. But God was willing to take the obstacles out of the way. I won't say God's still the same today. He's still willing to take the obstacles out of the way if we just trust Him. There'll be some trials and tribulations in this whole world, but we will overcome those too. Amen. Amen. But we see Canaan land, that feeble place of that feeble attempt. To represent heaven. Amen. It missed it by a long shot, don't it? Amen. It never compared to heaven. Amen. We can't even begin to imagine what heaven's going to be like. But the Bible said it's a place prepared. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. So I go to prepare a place for you. So I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. He said, I'm going to prepare you a place. He told the multitudes up on that hill, Capernaum, overlooking the sea. He's in that boat and he said, hey, there's a place called heaven. Do you want to go? Amen. The multitudes was gathering around. The Bible says in Luke, so they were strong in Jesus. They were strong in him. Why? Because one of the miracles they seen and the people that he had fed. But I don't believe that was all of it. I believe because he was telling them about home. He said, hey, youngins, let me tell you about a place called heaven. A place where the Heavenly Father presides. A place where I'm going to in a little while. And he said, I want you to be with me where I am. Hey, no, because that's what he prayed the Father. He said, Lord, I want these that you give with me to be with me where I am. Where's Jesus tonight? Jesus is in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Exalted high and lifted up, amen, as the great Lord and Savior, King of kings and Lord of lords, amen. That's Jesus tonight. He said, hey, listen, he told the multitudes, he said, I come to tell you about home. Hey, I'm here to tell you, young'uns, about home tonight. We're just sojourners, passing, we're pilgrims, but we've got a place called heaven that we can go to, amen, if we're prepared for that place. He's prepared a place for us, but we have to prepare for that place. Through accepting the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. He stood on the banks of Galilee and he said, on the shore of Galilee, and he said, hey, listen, let me tell you about a place. A place of splendor, a place of magnificence, a place beyond compare. It's a place called heaven where my Heavenly Father presides. And he said, that's where he wants you to be. At the end of this journey. Amen. There's a place called heaven. Marvelous, marvelous place. And God's saying tonight, youngins, he's saying to me and you, he said, hey, would you just prepare to come be with me? He said, I want you to be with me where I am. He said, would you just come to me? Just come to me. Come on to heaven. Come on to heaven. Come where I'm at. Oh, what a place of splendor. He said, I've prepared it for you. Jesus said, it don't lack a thing. Oh, the splendor of that place. The gates and the walls of jasper, the streets of gold, amen, as it were, transparent glass. It's a pure place. A place of no more sin, no more sorrows. A place of no more heartaches, no more doubts, no more strife and no contention. A place of magnificent beauty, a place of magnificent love. In a place of absolute peace. I don't know about you tonight, but praise God, I'm listening to my Savior. Amen. I'm one of the multitude that run to Jesus. Why did the multitude get to Jesus? Because they wanted to know about heaven. Amen. Do you know about heaven tonight? Is heaven going to be your home? Is heaven going to be your home?